This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Scott Kapur is performing tonight at the Five Suns Brewing Company. Is today the 17th? It is. In Martinez. And then tomorrow night, he's at 19 Broadway in Fairfax. Saturday, he's at Three Disciples Brewing in Santa Rosa, and I believe that's his last appearance before he
that's too bad.
Goes on vacation.
He was absolutely charming yesterday, wasn't he?
He was.
What a delight.
As usual. You were the most charming. I think you charmed the pants right off of him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, this weekend, Johnny Mosley is doing Skeetoberfest. The details are at peterglenn.com/skeetoberfest. They're doing a whole thing. It's all completely free. There's dry land training. All these big skiers are coming in. And Saturday night is like the big deal with this like bingo revival. I guess this guy's like this crazy
bingo king.
I don't know how
it can
be. He calls
out numbers really well.
How can it be any better than regular bingo? I don't know. I'll let you know on Monday.
What I really want to go to is the drag queen bingo.
Oh, drag queen bingo.
Yes.
What happens there? Who has that?
They do it here in the city, a couple of different places.
Oh. Drag queen bingo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The whole thing.
Tell it. Anyway, that's on Saturday. This is all free. Go to peterglenn.com/skeetoberfest. And Johnny's going to be in tomorrow to talk about it. Talk about all the various people who are going to be
there. Is he hawking Warren Miller or what?
He is. He's like the chief review officer for Peter Glenn Sports, Ski and Sports.
Peter Glenn has a bunch of clothing items. At least this is what I saw from the website. Ski items. Having to do with clothing. I don't know if it's actual skis
they're
or snowboards.
They're one of his big endorsers, and they're putting this, I guess they're bringing this whole thing to Mosley Sports and Spirits in Corte Madera. Meet you there. I'll be riding my electric bike over there.
The menu looks good.
Yeah, I haven't been there since that time they gave me 4 chicken wings. It's less every time I tell the story.
I know.
Like, I just inhaled a couple right when they sat down at the table.
Where's the rest of them?
Yeah, where are they? All right. Jennifer Aniston's Instagram broke, not just the internet broke, it broke the Guinness Book of World Records record for quickest person to get to 1 million followers.
I love that she made so many people happy. I would have never thought, and when I saw my friend post, like, I've been waiting this whole time for her.
That's so
That's
funny.
Why I'm on here. I thought, that is ridiculous. Like, you're a grown woman with a life and a job and hobbies.
And a love for Jennifer Aniston.
And yet, I had no idea.
Well, it's funny. Yuzi and I were talking about it. First of all, Yuzi yesterday, like mid-afternoon, she's like, she posted again. I'm like, oh, I got to go see
Sarah, it. Sarah, go look.
I go look. I'm like, oh my God, it's great.
You guys, so who knew she was such a...
I love her. That's my husband's celebrity love.
Oh, it's my celebrity love.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do her too.
Sure, I'll watch her.
Do it together.
And it does look like she's going to be pretty active because she's only got 2 posts up there, but her story is heavily populated. There's 5 or 6 entries on that. And someone, I'm sure, in her circle is going to be filming her and posting stuff to Instagram. I can't imagine.
Her assistant.
She might. Seems like she's totally getting into it. So,
got into it, didn't we? And then we went, wow, this is a job.
Yeah, not only is this a job, it's actually, I'm getting a lot of flack.
Yeah.
So she, I think she did this the exact right way because if she had just joined when the whole thing started, who would have cared? But now it's like she was the holdout, like when she got on, everyone lost their freaking minds. So this morning at 5 a.m., she had 11.7 million followers. Now she has 12 million followers. The record she broke, by the way, was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They have at Sussex Royal. And that reached 1 million. That was the previous record holder. It reached 1 million followers in 5 hours and 45 minutes. However, I just looked at that, and they've only got 9.7 million followers.
Oh.
So already, Jennifer Aniston has just completely eclipsed them. She reached a million in 5 hours and 16 minutes, faster than anyone's done it. So the mad rush to check on her caused technical difficulties. Some users were unable to access her account.
Oh, no.
They all lived. They lived. Don't worry. She made fun of it on her second post, a little video where she's like smacking an iPhone. And she's like, I swear I didn't mean to break it.
Adorable.
So cute.
Oh, screw you, Kim.
Oh, my God.
She's so charming.
She is. Oh.
I looked at the other Friends people. They're not nearly. David Schwimmer, 2.5 million followers. Lisa Kudrow, 3.8. Courtney, 4.7. Matthew Perry doesn't even have an Instagram.
Oh, boy. He's going to break the internet soon.
Matt LeBlanc, 3.5. And what'd you say Jennifer's at?
12 million as okay. of 2 seconds ago.
All right.
My fear about Matthew Perry is he's
yeah
he's not taking
he's not
care
well.
Of himself.
He's
no,
not
he
well.
Doesn't seem. You never hear any good news. Although that picture that she took, the very first one that she posted, mm-hmm. which is like a selfie of all six of them,
yeah,
he's kind of hidden, so you only see part of his face. But he's there, and it was a recent. She said it was a recent dinner that they just had on a weekend. You know,
I hope that's. I hope that's
ago.
A good sign.
I hope so too, because man, there's a guy who you know probably had some. Pain and got hooked on pills.
Exactly.
It happens.
Yeah,
to
I don't
people.
Know about that story,
no one's
but
immune.
I right. If you're an addict, you could go back at any no amount of time away is enough time.
Right. Oh man. So this Miley Cyrus Cody Simpson thing. We've just gone up to another level. Oh my goodness, you okay?
Yeah. So she hasn't dumped him yet?
Oh no. She is all. In fact, she's got her hand down the front of his pants in this photo I'm about to show you.
Oh, her!
They posted on her Instagram.
Not even divorced husband must be thrilled.
Yeah. So, in this photo, they're displaying the new tattoos they just got together.
Oh my God! Her just divorced husband is sitting there going, "Wait a minute, we're not.
We haven't even settled the estate.
My stuff is still at your house.
You're gross." So here's the picture. Her tat it's up on her shoulder there. That's the new one. It's a heart with a dagger piercing through the middle with the phrase rock and roll heart emblazoned across it. And Cody went with a skull and crossbones with a grim reaper's scythe, I guess, behind it. So, and the thing no one's mentioned in the story is her hand is down the front of his pants.
Yeah, it's right on his chaunch.
Yeah, on his chaunch.
You can
goodness.
See the belly button way up here.
Yeah.
It's not possible to be any lower than that.
No. In fact, it starts right at the top of the pants. She's got it.
Right on the chaunch.
Yeah. It is a picture.
You like it?
I don't. I actually don't. I was really sort of liking her as a settled down married woman. I
start to feel okay with
right.
her.
I'm like, please stop sticking your hands down people's pants and putting it on Instagram. But you know what? She let her do what she wants. She's it's Miley. She's a wild child. Jennifer Lawrence is getting married this weekend.
All right.
I have the full menu in case anyone's interested. Well,
the menu of...
what they're going to be serving.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So... It looks like it's happening some swanky place in Rhode Island. They've been engaged for 8 months, and they put this together fast. Jen and her hubby, Cook Maroney. His name's Cook. Or possibly Cookie. It's C-O-O-K-E. I'm going to say Cookie.
I think his name's
Cookie. I'm going to call him Cookie. Jen and J-Law and Cookie. Pulled out all the stops. They hired us. Some celebrity wedding planner. Of course they did. They're not planning their own wedding. Mm-hmm. Mark Seed's the guy's name. About 150 people. According to the menu, people will have their pick from a variety of hors d'oeuvres. Stuff like sweet potato flat cakes, Brussels sprouts with cured egg yolk. What's cured egg yolk?
I don't know.
Is that just cooked? smoked pork belly with pickled apple.
Cured is hard, so it would have to be...
So it's hard-boiled or just like hard...
I don't know, but...
Like cured usually means left out to dry.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want my egg yolk to be left out to dry.
I don't know, I'm just saying that's...
But you know
cured.
What? There, I'm sure that
it's hardened.
It's probably amazing. I'll probably never be lucky enough to taste.
I don't
cured
want it.
Egg yolk.
No, I'm gonna
I
skip
try
that.
Try it.
No way.
They've also got a salt cod beignet.
Wrote this menu.
Jen and Cookie will also be serving up either wood roasted fish with herbs and lemon infused butter, or 5 week aged leg of beef with forager sauce. What does forager sauce mean? Like mushrooms and crap
Why
I found in the woods?
Why do you age meat?
They do that.
They do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll give you...
Is that like when you put it in a bag with some soy sauce and then you put it in the fridge?
No, that's marinating it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you'll see like aged beef. It's been aged X amount of time. Like at Harris's on... Is that right on Van Ness?
Uh-huh.
They'll have
I love
these like pieces of... Huge pieces of meat hanging right. in the window, aging.
This sat they here for it. A long time, and so you're going to like it more.
It seems like it would be rotten, but there must be a temperature thing or... Something that they do to it. I don't know.
Or it just gets maggoty and people want that.
People love that. Oh my God.
I've heard maggoty meat is super good for you.
Have you?
I've heard that.
The maggots.
I don't know
protein.
Where you yeah. heard yeah. that.
Maggoty meat.
I'm going to go ahead and leave that to other people. I'll have
I
the unmaggoty meat.
You of all people.
I don't want any maggoty
I thought
meat.
They left the meat out so you could see what cut you're getting.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they were aging it. I'm like, oh.
I've never heard about this aged meat.
Yeah, it's a thing. Veggies as well.
Yeah.
Heirloom roasted carrots, smoked new potatoes, smoked. Whey braised cabbage. Whey, isn't whey like a wheat thing?
Yeah.
And then for dessert, coming in hot, not just wedding cake, fire baked sourdough bread pudding with chocolate, salted caramel, and fresh Ooh. Apple.
That's okay. the best thing that you that said on this good. Menu.
No doubt.
Oh my God, that sounds like a sugar blackout.
Yeah. And cauldron fritters with bourbon cream and cinnamon sugar. Plus, house-made marshmallow s'mores. That's right, they're having s'mores at their wedding. Oh, my
also?
God. Yeah, all those things. You can take it all. And then they have specialty cocktails. Either a bourbon old-fashioned or gin, cucumber, lavender, champagne.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds like my course. Anyway, I don't know what we'll if we'll get to see pictures of her in her dress next week or, you know, the paparazzi will get some shots or... What's going to happen, but that's what's happening with J-Law's wedding this weekend. J-Law and Cookie.
I don't think it's going to last.
What? Oh, my God.
Why don't you think that?
Come Maybe. On. They've only been engaged 8 months.
All right. I suppose that that... I suppose,
Cookie, please.
I know. You know, sometimes you find your person. Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe she wants kids. And she's like, let's get married. Mm. Helen Hunt has been in a terrible car accident. Oh, yeah. There is video of this, if you have it ready to go. But I've
where
got
does she live?
In LA, I guess. That's where the crash was.
All right.
Helen Hunt, you know from Mad About You, and she's been in some movies and stuff.
Yeah, they're rebooting that too.
With her?
Mad About You. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With her and the guy?
Her Paul and Reiser? Paul Reiser. And it's going to focus on the kid.
Oh, they had a kid
One
together?
Or two kids, yeah, in the show.
Huh.
Oh, gosh.
Reiser was in Stranger Things.
Oh, was
oh,
he?
Yeah.
I like him.
What was he? Like a scientist or
he's,
something?
He's the doctor.
Oh. Hmm.
We had him in once.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We saw a movie of his.
Nice boy?
Yeah, he was really nice.
All right.
She was the only passenger in the back of a black SUV Tuesday afternoon. Another car clipped it. Clipped the
Uber
SUV.
Uber black, huh?
I don't know. I guess so. And it flipped the car.
The car that when we got stuck on in traffic yesterday, trying to go to the office store,
Office Max,
the truck flipped. Like, dude, keep stay on your wheels. What are you doing?
Right.
How'd they do that?
Was it on 17?
It was on 17.
Mm. So there's video of the wreck. Did you already show it? So apparently they're trying to cross an intersection and just get clipped at the very last minute is what I'm reading, but I haven't seen this video.
Yeah, it's a little
that's them.
See.
Okay. So here they come, and...
Oh, tagged it.
Oh,
and now it's rolling.
There's the...
So they got T-boned.
They sure did. Damn. Well, yeah. So I guess, were they trying to make a left? Is that...
They were trying to go straight, it looked like.
They're in the black car's just on its side.
The black car's the one she's in,
yes.
right?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Someone ran...
That,
someone
how
ran
the hell
through
did that
the,
happen?
Who ran through?
The white car.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's really so. That's like grainy surveillance video from something that's clearly not focused on that part of the street. You just happen to be able to see it in the upper
well, someone
portion
ran
of the screen,
the intersection.
So, what are her injuries? What? How is she?
Well, she is. It seems like she's fine. She did go to the hospital. They're saying she was transported in stable condition. She was complaining of pain. I mean, hopefully, she had her seatbelt on.
Yes.
I'm not hearing anything about the driver. She did leave the hospital a few hours later. She was shaken, no major injuries.
I'm sure.
No one was cited for the crash. Drugs and alcohol are not suspected in the incident. I'm sure they'll be looking into it, but... anyway, she's okay, you guys.
That's good.
Yeah. So Felicity Huffman has spent a couple days in jail. When did she... Was it this week we heard she'd reported?
Uh-huh, 2 days ago.
Yeah. She will not spend 2 weeks there. Despite the 14-day prison sentence, the max she'll spend there is 13 days because when she was initially arrested at her home, you know, months ago, taken in and booked, that counts as 1 day.
All right.
So she was only in custody for a few hours, but they're, you know, 13 days. It looks like she'll get out on October 17th. Dublin, by the way.
Dublin!
Okay. Where she's staying, offers inmates a wide variety of activities, from board games to suntanning.
Oh, good.
Food's not bad either. Chicken patties for lunch, pepper steak or lentils for dinner. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. The annual list of the 100 most powerful people in entertainment. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. A lot of names you don't even know. So I just, you know, I have here the ones that are, that we know of. I'm going to start at number one because I'll just give you a few. Number one is Disney CEO Bob Iger. And they're talking about Disney. They're paying somewhere in here. I have this. First of all, Disney is going to keep making R-rated Deadpool movies because I guess they just got Deadpool enfolded in there under them.
Okay.
But they are serious about get it now while it's $6.99 or whatever it is for this Disney Plus because they're saying they're going to spend about $1 billion for original content in 2020. They are spending up to $25 million per episode on their Marvel shows. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, $25 million per episode. WandaVision, Hawkeye, and the Star Wars show, The Mandalorian, is $15 million an episode to make. So that's going to add up fast, and enjoy the $6.99 price tag while it's
it's going to go up, huh?
But Bob Iger tops the list, I guess, you know. It's not even out yet. What is it, November 12th?
That sounds right.
Disney Plus? Mm-hmm. Second place went to the two guys running things at Netflix. Third went to the CEOs of NBC and Comcast. The fourth is the lady who runs CBS. And the fifth is Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige. The next name you'd even recognize is Oprah.
At
number 15.
Sizzles.
She does. At number 19 is J.J. Abrams. Number 20 is the guy who created American Horror Story and other shows as well, Ryan Murphy. Grey's Anatomy creator, Shonda Rhimes. She's at 33. Reese Witherspoon's at 37. Tyler Perry at 38. Steven Spielberg at 40. Lorne Michaels, SNL creator, is at 41.
Jordan, what's the name of the list again?
This is from The Hollywood Reporter. It is the 100 most powerful people in entertainment.
Okay.
Jordan Peele's number 42. Mm. That's not surprising. And, you know, there's plenty of people whose names you know. Some of the people from last year's top 100 that didn't make the cut include Denzel Washington, Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt, Ryan Reynolds, LeBron James, Will Ferrell, Meryl Streep, and Tom Cruise is off the list as well. Just for this year, don't worry. Margot Robbie made the list at number 99. Hmm. And the Game of Thrones guys are at number 86.
All of them?
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Because they're doing the next Star Wars trilogy, right? Is that what we heard?
I don't recall.
I believe that they were hired to write it.
Which is why they just did such a bang-up job on the end of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Jerks.
They were over it, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
The end.
Moving on to Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody dies, the end. See you later, see you next time, see you in Star Wars. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Oh my goodness, so much good stuff, including, sorry, I was...
Quite all right.
Halloween makes the news, cereal in the news,
cereal,
and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, coming up at about 9:15 or so. The movie Maleficent Mistress of Evil? I don't know what it's called. It's like the second one, though.
I don't actually know the rest of it.
But Hooman and Corey are in to review that. We get our once-a-week visit with Hooman. Miss that guy. I don't know. Hooman.
Hooman.
Hooman. Hooman. Ah.
Rawr. That's him.
Yeah, 9:15, everybody.
Mm-hmm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with this new app that went wide today. Mm-hmm. It's called My Shake. My Shake?
Yep. Did you get it?
I didn't get it yet.
No. But I put it on my phone, too.
The most interesting thing about My Shake is that a magnitude 3.7 quake just struck Soledad this morning.
Like half an hour ago.
At 7:54 a.m. So, did your app go off?
The answer is no. My app did not go off.
That is super weird.
I wonder if I have to set like a sensitivity. It was only like a, what did you say it was, a 3 something?
3.7 is a sizable quake. Now, Soledad, they're saying it's far south of us, very far, past Gilroy, down Salinas way. So... maybe that's why. Well, what's the range that you would get a warning in?
Seeing minimum magnitude is 3.5, and that one is I think it's a 3.4, Vinny, according to their. Oh no, it's a 3.7. Why did I not get a damn thing?
This says 3.7. I'm looking right at it.
Why did I not get?
In fact, I'm on my Chronicle app. So this is the San Francisco Chronicle breaking news. Magnitude 3.7 earthquake strikes Soledad, and nobody's app rang.
Where's my app, you guys?
Well.
That's I don't like it. Well, I'll keep the app.
That's a tough test.
It is. That is. There it is. The hotline's ringing. Okay. They sign everybody up. It's like 500,000 people on there right now.
Early warning system to alert Californians before an earthquake is felt. They say the MyShake app will warn you in enough time.
Unless you're sitting right on it.
Well, anyway. I don't know why it didn't go off, but I was sitting here and I'm like, I see the breaking news and I know you've got the app and you're
nothing.
And you go, oh my God, something. And I'm like, oh, she did get it. And then it's something going on somewhere else.
No, I came in here because I just saw on the news when I was just in there on the break. They're like, oh, there's this earthquake, blah, blah. And I'm like, hang on. I come in here, I look, nothing. Nothing.
No, you were looking at something on your home camera and said, oh, there's something going on in my house.
Yeah,
and I was like, when you went, oh, I was like, oh, she did get it.
No,
What's going on at the house?
I don't want to say.
Oh.
I just got a notification for my ring. Something's happening on my street and I just don't want to. Mm. I don't want to jinx it.
Yahoo could owe you $358 for its massive data breach settlement.
All right. I'll take it.
How do you claim it? And this is one of those where... $3 billion. According to this story, $3 billion. Was your Yahoo account among the $3 billion struck by multiple data breaches between 2013 and 2016? If so, you'll be eligible for a $350 payout or 2 years of free credit monitoring. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Yahoo.
I just freeze my accounts. I don't monitor them.
You put the whole thing out on the lawn with a for sale sign. In the meanwhile, you stop watching everybody's stuff. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for nothing.
And now Verizon's got it. Yeah, didn't Verizon buy it and call it Oath?
Oh, yeah, Oath. That's
which nobody's ever used ever.
No. I'm sure Verizon's like, oh, thrilling.
Well,
you get to pay everyone $350.
They do that to get their hands on...
probably, right, patents and technology.
And the data available to them through that purchase.
Well, they have at least 3 billion people data.
I mean, it's so
data.
Weird that we've never, like, when I remember hearing, oh, they're going to have your data, I thought, have it. What's that? That's toilet paper to me. Flush it. Who cares? Turns out they know how to use that.
It does turn out Cambridge Analytica knew how to make it work.
Right. Like, of course it's beyond me. How would I know
party,
anything about
not the other.
Algorithms?
I don't even know what those are.
Kellogg's is selling special boxes of 6 of its cereals all mixed together. Oh. They say you're going to have to jump on it fast because they're selling them today only at KelloggsStore.com.
Kellogg's Store?
It's called All Together Cereal. Each box is $20.
Oh.
And it's Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes all in one box. You like it?
No, I don't like the combo. Mm-mm. I don't like the combo at all.
They're doing it to raise money for Spirit Day today.
What's that? What's
Spirit? Which is all... And by the way, I got a note from a friend who's... Well, I won't get into why she's... This is important to her, but we're supposed to be wearing purple today.
Oh, for what? What is the Spirit Day?
It's It's about diversity and LGBTQ awareness.
All right, I'll buy a box of the cereal.
I don't even have that on my event calendar.
Listen, try to let us know a couple days ahead of time. That's something we would have talked about. I have Spirit.
Yes, we do. We have Spirit. How about you?
What just happened?
We did a cheer. We're cheering. We're showing our spirit.
And Vinny's supposed to cheer back at us.
Yeah.
Spirit Day is October 17th. Each year, millions go purple on Spirit Day to stand against bullying in support of LGBTQ.
All right. Plus all those other letters, too.
Imagine us being purple, because unfortunately, I actually heard about it last night and went, I don't got anything that's purple.
I actually don't know if I have anything purple either.
Oh, I definitely have purple.
So. I gave you my only purple shirt.
Oh, your lavender shirt.
Corey
has his purple on. Did you know, or that's just coincidence?
Just lucky. He's just a purple guy.
You're telling me that's a coincidence?
Here, I turned your mic on.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
Yeah. I felt it. I felt like today there's some reason to take it. I haven't worn this shirt in like a year.
How about you?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Happy Spirit Day, everybody.
Happy Spirit Day.
Buy some Kellogg cereal.
I might have to go to Kellogg's store and support that. I won't eat that, though. That sounds like a terrible combo. Mm-hmm.
There's a 23-year-old guy named Nicholas Sheehy.
Oh, Sheehy.
From Iowa. Ottumwa, Iowa.
Oh.
He was at a Dollar General store on Friday when he pulled out his man area and showed it to a woman in the store. She called the police, and when they got there, he said, "Yeah, I did it." And he went on to say, "I saw someone do that in a porn, and then they did it."
Oh, he's simple.
And he thought that she would respond by giving him some sex.
Right? Why wouldn't she? I mean, it worked on the porn.
She
were
did
at a dollar
not.
Store. And
he was arrested for indecent exposure. And hopefully he now understands that the things that work when someone's being paid don't always work in real life.
So I should give her money next time?
I wouldn't try.
I'll watch more porn and see if I can pick up some more
You
tips.
May have to wait for someone to approach you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for telling me. I'm sorry about that. I thought it would work.
According to a new survey... Oh, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You're a mom.
I am.
Do you have a favorite child?
I don't.
Oh, she just lied. She totally looked
She totally lied.
I love them in totally different ways.
Right.
They're both amazing.
Do you?
Oh, yes, he does, for sure.
I'm not a mom.
He doesn't like that little one.
I'm not a mom.
It's because reminds him of himself.
Right. I hate myself. God, that kid's just like me.
She actually reminds me a lot more of Jan than me.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
Oh, you got a little Jan. That's fantastic.
She's more daredevil than even I was up to.
You should have named her Jan.
Oh, really? Anyway.
Martian Jan. That's what you should have named your kids.
Yeah. A third of people say their mom has a favorite child. They know it.
Yeah. Oh, my parents do.
Right.
It's me.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm pretty sure I was the favorite.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're the best. Come on. Love you too, mom and dad. You're my favorite mom and dad.
The survey also that was done and asking people a bunch of questions about whether parents love you and all your brothers and sisters equally. The survey also found the majority of people say the birth order shaped their personality.
Oh, yeah.
Oldest children are most likely to describe themselves as intelligent, introverted, and leaders.
Oh, how funny. Intelligent, introverted, and leaders.
Just like my brother.
That's very interesting.
Middle children were more likely to describe themselves as self-disciplined, confident, and outgoing.
Oh, I was thinking obnoxious, striving for attention. It's right. My brother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Youngest children were most likely to describe themselves as empathetic, funny, and charming.
Oh, that's my
that's
sister.
Me.
Oh, look at you.
You're the youngest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the cutest.
You never know, huh? The way I boss everyone around.
Well, you learn from the best.
The surveys continue to roll in, and Reese's peanut butter cups continue to be the favorite Halloween candy.
They
so if
good.
You are going to the store and you're thinking, what do the kids, they want Reese's peanut butter cups.
My favorite is Almond Joy for sure. The only time I ever have them is when they're in those variety packs for Halloween, and I never, you know, I would never buy a candy bar in real life, but man, when they're in my house and those little fun size, bite size, those Almond Joys, they are in danger.
You, of all people, never buy a candy bar.
I never buy a candy bar. I mean, I can't say I've never bought a candy bar.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just surprised by that.
I never go to the store, Vinny.
All right.
You know, and that's for the best. As it is, I'm like, John, don't bring home anything good. God, he's
always
bringing
good stuff.
How
does liquor get into your house then?
John gets it.
Oh. I would think for sure you'd be like, well, I'll take this bottle of vodka and these candy bars all look good.
Oh, those look good. Yeah.
I'm surprised. All right.
Yeah. I don't know how it you know what it is? He gets the big handles of vodka at Costco.
Oh.
No. Oh.
We always have vodka.
Just keeps you all filled up on booze.
Gotta have the booze, Vin.
All right. Has he ever, let me ask you a question. You know when you're all
questions.
You know when you're all, that's it. I gotta behave myself. I'm gonna behave better. I'm not gonna go crazy. Does he do anything to change the way his behaviors might affect yours? Like when you say, I'm not going to drink anymore.
Oh, I never say I'm not going to drink anymore. I say I'm going to slow my roll. And he's like, you're not going to. I'm like, I am. I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to only have two drinks. He goes, Sarah, you're not going to do it. He goes, your whole problem is you don't eat enough. If you ate a full meal before you started drinking, because I started drinking before I eat dinner.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, it's too late for me. He's like, you need to change the way you do it.
That's the conversation you two have. He doesn't say, okay, if you're going to
quit. He goes, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm worried about it. He goes, don't. He goes, believe me, I'd worry about it.
Huh.
I know.
That's interesting.
Well, I always encourage him to drink because he's so goddamn funny when he drinks. And he just never, he never really ties it. Once in a while, he'll tie it on. But most of the time, he's just like, I guess he's looking out for me. We can't both be wasted.
Well, I'm not trying to say anything to you at all. But for the record, I used to be very much like, well, I need all this space in my tummy for booze.
Oh.
I'm not going to eat any food. Oh. That'll just take up my space.
Yeah. I don't think I'm doing it on, not really doing it on purpose.
Well, you're not.
No.
But you do it all the time?
Well, on Fridays, usually we'll eat later because I like to eat really early because of our bedtime.
Right.
So on Fridays, like we will start with a drink and have dinner. Dinner's planned, but it's not until later.
Right.
So unfortunately for me,
you're filling your space up.
The empty stomach is getting booze dumped on it. So now John's been putting out, like, you know, snacks and stuff, like brie and melon and stuff like that. Yeah, it's, you know, he seems to care.
Well.
I'm like, oh, this looks great. Give me more booze. Oh, my God. Tomorrow's the day. I'm so.
What's tomorrow?
It's Friday.
Oh. It's F day.
F day, yeah.
The Friday at 5 o'clock. Oh, that's when
so
it happens for me. I have to wait until Fridays.
Oh. So you go out into the purse-making factory and make purses waiting for the...
Oh, I usually take a nap on Fridays because otherwise, two drinks in, I'm like, oh, well, it's bedtime. You know, 7:30, my eyes start burning. You know how when you're really tired, like your eyes just start burning and you just...
Sure. You gotta close them.
Yeah, I do.
You do. And it's so... I mean, the times when I don't get a nap and like I'll be playing cards with Joe and Ariane and we'll be just a few hands in and I'm just like... Oh, no.
So let me get this. So you go home, and you take a nice nap, and you wait for the 5 o'clock quitting time alarm to go off in Mill Valley?
Yes.
Yeah, the Fred Flintstone.
Usually John will bring, he likes me to start with a beer. Feels like that's a little easier on me. But, you know, if I'm hanging with my brother, he makes those wicked, I'm not going to drink his drinks anymore. I've just decided I can't do it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, we all
there's another one. I'm going to have to start a list for Sarah now.
Sarah's proclamation.
I will not.
Sarah does have the best of intentions
most of
the time.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
No more meat for me.
Well, listen, you did that story and you made it sound like I was going to change the world. Turns out we all got to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Right. We all got to do it, though. So what's the point of me doing it?
Well, we didn't tell you to make that proclamation.
I said, I'll do that. It seems easy. And then it turned out it wasn't that easy. It's not like I need beef to live. Was good though. I made those kebabs the other night.
Right.
Damn.
Anyway, there's a 42-year-old guy named Jason San Miguel of Horton, Texas.
Horton, Texas. Horton, here's a who.
He was wanted on burglary charges, and last Friday, a cop called him to say you should come and turn yourself in.
Oh, just called him up.
Called him up. Get in here.
They have his number, mm-hmm. and they...
He responded by saying, no way! Oh. And you'll never find me!
Oh. Suckers!
Click! And a few hours later, they found him hiding in his own attic.
Oh.
His car was parked in front of his house, and he was in his own attic.
Oh, boy.
He's facing between 5 and 10 years in prison for felony burglary.
Attics in Horton, Texas must get pretty hot.
You gotta believe, right? Yeah. It's still...
He's just up there sweating. Like, please just come get me.
Right.
I'll have my car out front as a clue. I can't be up here any longer.
I'm coming out!
All right, I'll come down. God, it's so much cooler down here.
By the way, I meant to mention the bomb cyclone. You know how sometimes you talk about home and you're like, oh, Boston or whatever. They had a storm that blew through there from North Carolina to Maine that they called a bomb cyclone yesterday. It's the same storm that I think rained out the...
A bomb cyclone?
They're calling it a bomb cyclone.
Never even heard of that.
Wow, that's the latest. These weather people, I think they sit around really trying to figure out how to market these storms.
They're saying a bomb cyclone is a storm that strengthens really fast.
Oh.
To earn the title, its pressure generally must drop 24 millibars, whatever, blah, 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 within 24 hours. The word bomb is used because of the explosive power these storms derive from rapid pressure drops.
Oh. It's like that polar vortex. Remember
right.
They were getting
that's another
that.
One. That's, right. Oh, dear.
The atmospheric river.
You right. really got
yeah.
us.
Yeah. It's nice. It's good that the meteorologists are
coming up with stuff.
Sure. Keeps us interested in the weather. Because who cares?
Unless it personally affects us.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Is it going to snow this winter or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, do you know anything about the snow? We were talking about that, Ben.
I don't have advance warning on this coming winter's
We need
snowfall.
That. Go see your guru guy.
I'll try to.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the...
Tamales?
The tamales, and I'll try to see my weather guru.
You got some errands to run for us, Vinny.
You got homework.
Ahead. All right. Yeah. our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple now and a few on the other side, and we've got the movies reviews. The boys are going to review Maleficent, Woman of Evil.
A Woman of Evil.
I just made that.
Oh, up. Oh, oh, oh. I thought you knew what it was.
No, I don't.
Is there... Wait, let me turn on Corey's mic.
It is Mistress of Evil.
Oh, Mistress of Evil.
Of course. Yes.
Vinny, if you've been to any decent steakhouse, you've had aged meat. All fresh meat is aged, anywhere from a few days to a few months. It allows the enzymes in the meat to break down and the muscle to...
Okay.
The muscle tissue and makes it for a more tender for flavor. Come on.
Hello.
Okay. Aged beef.
Whey
is get maggoty,
wheat.
Though.
Yeah, don't try out for any of Alex Jeopardy's jobs,
yeah,
you
what
guys.
Is whey?
Whey is, I know whey from protein powder. Whey is a milk thing.
Oh, a milk thing. All right. Curds and whey.
Yeah.
I don't know from that. If you get protein powder that you put in smoothies, though, it's
has whey,
whey
in it.
Based.
It
yeah.
says the watery part of milk that remains after the formation of curds.
Bleck. So they scoop out the curds and what's left is, oh, curds and whey. Get yeah, it?
Popular with spiders.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Miss Muffets.
Mm-hmm. Former butcher here. Aging beef enhances tenderness and flavor.
All right.
That's actually a better put than
yes,
the whole...
Yes, than the whole breakdown of the enzymes and the muscle tissue. And... so when you masticate it, it comes apart in your mouth like butter. Oh.
I saw a Facebook video where they cured an egg yolk. I lost interest and didn't watch the whole thing. But it involves lightly rolling an egg yolk in salt.
Salt. That's what a bunch of people are saying, yeah.
Oh!
Well, I do like salt on my egg.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Salt and a little bit of pepper.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
That is... That, corn on the cob, and plain cheese pizza, gotta have salt.
All right. More text after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.